This is North Shore Today for Thursday, December 7, 2017, the 76th anniversary of the day that will live in infamy. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, Victoria Station has been shut down by its landlord on Pickering Wharf, a move that has sent Salem Children's Charity scrambling to find a new home for its annual fundraiser and holiday party. Deckview Management Company, the popular waterfront restaurant's business name, was shut down Wednesday morning by property owner Pickering Wharf Complex, LLC. Court documents show the restaurant's lease had expired November 30 and had not been extended. Leonard Femino, an attorney representing Victoria Station, is quoted as saying, "The lease is up because of the way things are moving forward. I really can't discuss it. It's in litigation." Victoria Station came to the city of Salem in the 1970s as part of the original Pickering Wharf development. The Salem location was the last, according to the eatery's website. Femino would not say whether the restaurant owners plan to try to reopen in a different location. An attorney for Pickering Wharf Complex, as well as Pickering Wharf landowner Rick Rocket, didn't respond to a call requesting comment. More in the story written by Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. The city of Lynn's budget is back in the news. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick Thomas Grillo writes today in the Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com that as the new mayor of Lynn figures out how to close a $7 million shortfall in the city's budget, the state is now withholding millions more in school spending. In a letter to Mayor Judith Flanagan Kennedy on Monday, the Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education said the city was $5.1 million short of its school spending requirements of $197.4 million. Quote, Lynn is alone in getting money taken back, John J. Sullivan, associate commissioner, told the item. I warned them in April that the city had not budgeted sufficiently. The money was given to them to spend on education, and it wasn't. If they don't have the $5 million, they spent it somewhere else. The state will withhold that amount over the next 7 months, he said. Peter Caron, the city's chief financial officer, said about $2 million of the shortfall is due to the failure of the school department to spend it. He said the schools put aside the cash to fund teacher raises, but the contract was not signed by the end of the fiscal year in June. Quote, we're being penalized for the school department holding on to the money rather than spending it, he said. Health insurance continues to be a problem in the terms of how it is counted. Caron said that he did not know if the shortfall will lead to layoffs. We plan to address this with the State Department of Education and the Department of Revenue and go from there, he said. But it certainly adds to our bottom-line budget problems. Mayor-elect Thomas M. McGee said that he is still gathering information about the financial condition of the city and is not ready to make any decisions on how to deal with the crisis. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
Very good, Bill. Thank you, sir. Paul Layton writes in today's Gloucester Times, a proposed merger that would affect several hospitals on the North Shore and Cape Ann received a generally favorable response at a public hearing Wednesday night, but not without concerns, particularly regarding its impact on Addison-Gilbert Hospital. The merger includes Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, New England Baptist Hospital, and Leahy Health System, and would include 13 hospitals in all, including Beverly Hospital, Addison-Gilbert in Gloucester, and Anna Jakes Hospital in Newburyport. About 150 people attended the public hearing at Gloucester High School. The hearing was hosted by the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, which must approve the merger. Many of the speakers included top officials and employees of Leahy Health, who said the merger would grow and strengthen their company and give patients access to top specialists at Beth Israel and New England Baptist. More on this story written by Paul Layton in today's Gloucester Times and Salem News. Arianna McNeil writes in today's Salem News, Beverly City Council gave the city's new parking plan a nod of approval, but there still could be adjustments made once the meters are pulled out and kiosks installed. The new parking plan is set to be rolled out early next year and go into effect by July. The way the plan is restructured, motorists will pay more for on-street, high-demand spaces on Cabot and Rantoul Streets, but will pay less for parking in areas just outside the core of downtown or in public parking lots. Free parking on side streets in between the two main streets, Judson, Wallace, and others, will be limited to 4 hours except for residents with a parking permit. The plan went through an ordinance the parking plan went through, rather, as an ordinance. Monday night's vote by the City Council is the first of two. Final passage is set for the Council's next meeting later this month. More on the story written by Ariana McNeil in today's Salem News. Thor Jorgensen is reporting in today's Daily Item. Police arrested a 54-year-old man who is a resident of 47 Glenwood Road Wednesday night in Lynn after callers reported a domestic incident at the home. Firefighters were summoned to extinguish a basement fire police allege was set by the man who, along with the 49-year-old female victim, was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. More on the story later today in today's Daily Item. The Boston Globe is reporting that an attempt by Salem police to check the well-being of a possibly suicidal man led to a chase through multiple North Shore towns Wednesday night, but did not result in an arrest. Police received a call shortly before 7:30 p.m. about a man in a gray Audi believed to have a firearm and to be suicidal, according to Salem Police Sergeant Andrew Dacey. A Salem officer found the car in Franklin Street, but the man sped off after the officer turned on her lights. Much more on this story in today's Boston Globe as police followed. The chase continued into Peabody, Danvers, and Beverly before Salem police broke off and the man got away. Again, more on this story in today's Boston Globe in the Metro section. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.